You're listening to a bonus mini-sode on the Ambitious Bookkeeper podcast. On the convo that you had about HubDoc, did you mean that they can choose to use HubDoc, but you are not responsible for the receipt management? Yes. So basically, we give them the tool. We show them how to use it. You can lead a horse to water. I'm just going to see how many cliches I can throw in today. We show them how to use it. We tell them the IRS requirements are to keep receipts for literally almost everything, income and receipts. And so we give you the tools enabling you to do this. We show you how to make it easy. We tell you what habits you need to create to make it easier. And then it's up to you as the client to actually use it. I'm not going to chase down the receipts, but it also makes our job easier. We will have less questions at month end when we're categorizing everything if there's a receipt in HubDoc for it. That's the first place that we look. So that's what I say. That's my spiel. And on their onboarding call is where we actually train them how to use it. We tell them, go to HubDoc on your app store, download it right now, log in, keep it on your phone. When you're traveling, I want you to get in the habit of snapping a photo of the receipt once you've written the tip on things and written the description, snap the photo right in HubDoc, throw the receipt away. Then you don't ever have to think about it. And then we tell them, okay, here's your unique email address. Put this in your address book in your email so that when you get things, receipts sent to you in your email, you can just click forward and forward it to HubDoc. And if you just get into that habit of doing that real time when things happen and then archive it, and then you don't have to worry about it in the future. That is what I train my clients to do. That is the habit I do. And I tell them, like, I'm one of those people that if I don't do something, as soon as I see it in my inbox, I'm one of those people that marks things unread because I haven't actioned that item yet. So I don't read things and come back to my email later. If I've read the email and I don't do something with it, it is gone. Like, it's just out of my mind. Same thing with receipts and things like that. I don't save them and batch them in all at once. I do things real time or else it never happens. So I tell them, that's my story. It might be yours too. And here's how you solve that. It's about creating habits. So that's my spiel for them. On the receipt keeping, I told a client that the IRS requires receipts. Then they said they asked their tax CPA, who told them they don't need to do that. You are right, because it's in a publication. So this is where I would download, I think it's publication 50 something or other, small business. It's easy to find. Find it, screenshot the section where it talks about receipts, and then give them a copy of the publication and say, with all due respect, maybe the CPA misunderstood that they didn't think they had to verify the receipts, which is true. It is up to the taxpayer, which is you, the client, to keep the receipts. If you don't want to do that, that's fine. I'm not going to chase after it. I'm not going to require it. I'm not the gatekeeper, but I'm just relaying what is the actual requirement of the IRS. And maybe they'll reevaluate their relationship with their CPA. Thank you to everyone who helps make this podcast possible. Content and interviews are produced by me, Serena Shu. Our intro and outro music is written and performed by my brother, Ian Gilliam. Editing is also by Ian, using his awesome sound engineering skills along with Descript software. Hosting and publishing is by Buzzsprout. And you can check out the show notes for links to all of these amazing resources and resources mentioned in the episode.
Be ambitious.